Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Oh, yes, sir.
Hello.
Good evening. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of our time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Hello, sir. Long time, though. I don't think I'll have time for that to answer questions.
Okay, is there anybody else in the home, sir, that we can get their opinion? It's a very brief and important survey.
No, but okay, go ahead. What is this about?
It's a survey, sir, mostly about elections. For example, we would like to know, sir, for statistical purposes, what is your year of birth?
What is what?
Your year of birth?
1962.
1962, all right. And moving on, sir, my other question to you would be is, what would you consider your race to be?
Black.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. All right. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Democratic.
Democratic. Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
PhD.
All right, great. And moving on, sir, here are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction which Georgia is headed in, sir, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Not so much unsatisfied.
Somewhat unsatisfied. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor, sir? Do you approve or disapprove?
A little bit disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
I understand. Well, and using a scale of like 0 to 10, sir, all right, where 10 means that you have a very favorable opinion and 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion, you can use any number of 0, between a 0 to a 10, depending on how you feel. For example, Brian Kemp, sir, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
6.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate them?
5.
5. Okay. And Donald Trump from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
1.
Okay. And Tim Scott from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
Who?
Tim Scott.
Oh. 6.
A 6. All right. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to a 10?
9.
9. All right. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to a 10?
9.
9. All right. And Ron DeSantis from a 0 to a 10?
2.
2. All right. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Again, I want to rate the amount. All right, I want to rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of a 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. From a 0 to a 10, how much power do you feel your vote has on you?
7.
A 7. All right, sir. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to the community? Again, I want to rate it on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means the Black community has no power at all. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to you. From a 0 to a 10?
10.
A 10. All right, sir. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Do you feel it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, much less powerful?
More powerful.
More? Would you say much more powerful or somewhat more powerful?
Much more powerful.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices on a scale of a 0 to a 10, sir? 0 means you will definitely vote. 10 means, I'm sorry, 0 means you will definitely not vote. 10 means you will definitely vote in 2024 from a 0. 10, okay. And moving on, sir, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all, who is elected president in 2024?
Care very much.
Oh, would you say a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all?
A great deal.
A great deal. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party? Would you not vote for the president?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, moving on, sir. Has your life gotten better, stayed about the same, or gotten worse since Joe Biden became president?
Got it better.
Got it better. All right, moving on, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of a 0 to a 10. All right. 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' the top priorities to improve the community. 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community. Any number between 0 to a 10. So jobs and wages, sir, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And reducing racism and discrimination, how much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And abortion access from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
10. All right, and climate change from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
Okay, healthcare from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
What's that?
Healthcare, I'm sorry, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
Okay, and student loan debt from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
10.
10. All right, moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them, again, on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community. 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community. So, for example, sir, jobs and wages from a 0 to a 10, how do you feel if it's been a top priority for the Democrats to focus on it, to improve the community?
10.
Okay. And reducing racism and discrimination from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that being a top priority for the Democrats to improve the community?
7.
7. What about abortion access from a 0 to a 10? How much do you feel that has been a top priority for Democrats to improve the community?
9.
Okay. And climate change from a 0 to a 10, how much do you feel it has been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community?
9.
9. And healthcare, how much do you feel has been a serious issue for the Democrats' top priority to focus and improve the community?
9.
Okay. And student loan debt from a 0 to a 10, sir, how do you consider it being one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community?
9.
9. Okay, sir, thank you. Moving on quickly. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of laws. I'll be quick that the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. I just want you to tell me for each law if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. For example, the first one says, the Department of Justice is just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Do you feel that impacts you a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
All right. What about this one? The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for undeserved populations. Do you feel that impacts you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much,
a great deal.
Okay, what about this one? Okay, what about What about this one? In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you feel that has impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. We're almost done. I'm just going to read to you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. I just want you to rate each one on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it's an extremely convincing reason to vote this November 2024. 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in this November. The first one says, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. From a 0 to a 10, sir, how convincing of a reason is this to you?
Yeah, very convincing. Oh, probably, I would say 9.
A 9. What about this one, sir? And we're almost done. Black Georgians helped President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot. That will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing do you feel this is, sir?
9.
A 9. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, you change your mind. All right, so let me ask you again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, right? 0 means your vote has no power at all. From a 0 to a 10?
7.
7. All right. Moving on quickly, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state local offices? 0 means you will definitely not vote. 10 means you will definitely vote. From a 0 to a 10, sir?
10.
Okay. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all about who is elected president in 2024?
Okay, a great deal.
A great deal. Okay, sir. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, as third-party candidate? Or you would vote? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Okay, sir. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? For example, People's Agenda. Do you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much, okay. What about the local board of elections, sir? Do you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. What about the Secretary of State? Do you trust that source of information a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
It's fair amount.
A fair amount, okay. What about New Georgia Project? Do you trust information from them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much, okay. And pro-Georgia, do you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much, okay. Fair count, do you trust it a great deal, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. And fair fight, would you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
not that much, okay? And black voters' rights, do you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir. All right, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I guess conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right. Moving on quickly, sir. My other question to you would be, is do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Okay, sir. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker?
Retired.
Oh, okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. Last year, that was 2022. What would you say was your total family income from all sources before taxes? For example, would you say it's less than $25,000? $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000. I'm sorry?
Preferred not to say.
Oh, no problem. All right, sir. And finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as Georgia knowledge expert, sir? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Okay. No problem, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Okay. They were so helpful.
Thank
Have
you.
A nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.